Blog Talk Radio.
Thank God for you tuning in with us. This is Reverend Morgan here. Glory to God on Let's Talk Bible. We're going to talk the Word of God, and we praise God for you, amen, who have been enjoying this broadcast and have blessed and blessed by the Lord, amen. We just give God glory for all that He's doing in our lives, and we thank God for what He's doing in your life, amen. And we are praising God because today we're going to go ahead and give you a word from the Lord. God is good all the time, and all the time He is good. We know the Thanksgiving holidays are coming up now, and we are in that week, and we believe that all of you are going to have a very blessed holiday season here. Amen. And I believe God is still going to do great things for many of you before this year is out, and we just give Him glory for all that He is doing. Amen, amen, and amen. All right, we are going to get ready to go into the Word of God. We thank God for Judy Jacobs as she sings, amen, these are the days of Elijah. We give God the glory. I just praise God for that song and thank God for her. Amen, praying for her as well. Now, on the last talk that we had, we were talking about having too much love invested into something or somebody until it ruins your lifestyle. Amen. It ruins your spirit. It causes your blessings to be hindered. Amen. And so we just give God the glory for all that He is doing. And we want you to understand, glory to God, that the only somebody that you really can put too much love in is God Himself. And so this is what you need to understand. And this is where we are at this point. Other than that, you have to be careful. But today we're going to talk about the power of agreement. Amen. We're going to talk about the power of agreement. And we're going to share this with you, glory to God, on this radio broadcast. We give God the glory for all things. Amen. Amen. I want you to turn with me to the book of Matthew. Book of Matthew, and that's where we're going to talk. Glory to God. Amen. Matthew, the 18th chapter is what we're going to do. And we're going to talk about the power of agreement. And we give God the glory for all that is being done. Now, let's pray before we go. I always believe in prayer. Prayer changes things. I don't believe in prayer that doesn't work. If I have the courage and understanding to pray, then I must believe it's going to work. I wouldn't pray if I didn't believe it was going to happen. So let's pray. Father, we thank You for the word. Thank You for this particular broadcast. Thank You for men and women of God all around this world. I thank You right now for anointing them, oh God, those in whom You call, in whom You justified, in whom You've given an anointing to. We pray, oh God, that they will continue to move on, and we pray right now for not only this broadcast, but broadcasts that are going on around the world. But I pray that You lead me right now, Holy Spirit, that I may give a revelation to someone who's listening to this broadcast, that they may understand what is the good and perfect and acceptable will of God. We We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Now, here we go. We're going to Matthew, the 18th chapter. I want you to turn there. Get your pencil and paper. You might want to jot something down. One of the things that I do say, amen, before I start, is that one of the things I understand is that I know that I may not be appealing to everybody. I may not, glory to God, win everybody as far as the Word of God is concerned. There may be people who the enemy has touched, and then again, it may just be people who didn't have an interest in the ministry. But there are those who do, because there's an anointing when God pours out a calling on your life, glory to God. And there are people who really actually hear and are blessed by the Word of God, because every preacher has a certain amount of folks that he will reach. God would not call you if there were not anyone that he can reach through you. So this is why I'm here today, because there are some people, I believe, that God's going to reach through the message that he's given me. So I thank God for you. Amen. I thank God for you. Now, Matthew 18 and 18 is what we're going to read. The topic is the power of agreement. We're going to show you how agreeing can cause change. Agreeing can cause things to happen in your life. Glory to God. Whether it's small or whether it's large. Amen. We can pray, but when we can come together in agreement, and prayer is a form of agreement. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Matthew 18:18, Jesus is speaking here. He says, "Verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Amen. And again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done unto them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst. Now let's go back and let's deal with the first verse, 18, and let's see where Jesus is laying a foundation here. He says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth, I am going to be in agreement with you when you are in right standings with me, when your heart is pure. It doesn't matter what you did, what you used to be, what you even did yesterday, an hour ago. When your heart is pure and you are have a repentant spirit, amen, and please, I can't overemphasize the fact that your spirit has to be pure. You can't have a hatred, jealousy, envy, malice, and all of this, and then try to justify it through the Word of God. It will not work. But Jesus is saying, whatsoever you shall bind on earth, amen, it shall be in agreement in heaven. So it shall be done even from heaven, amen. And whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Now, it doesn't mean that something is bound in heaven. What it means is amen, heaven is going to agree with you, amen, and back you up in whatever you bind or whatever you loose. And your binding and your loosening has to be according to the will of God. We bind the enemy and we loose God's people. And he says, when you pray for them to free their spirit, and when you pray for them to bind the enemy, heaven is going to be in agreement with you and back you up. Glory to God. Now, notice this now. He didn't say you had to be a preacher. He didn't say you had to be a teacher, an apostle, prophet, or an evangelist. Glory to God. He just said here to his disciples whom he is teaching. And you've got to understand that before you can be anointed by God, you have to have a mentor. You have to be trained by a mentor. He will send you for instructions from someone who he has someone who is experienced in the work of God, someone in whom he has anointed, amen, which is called an elder. Now, in the Bible days, an elder was just an elderly person who was very knowledgeable of the laws of God. Today, when we say elder, the first thing we think of is preaching. And so this is one of the factors in the church in which we have so backwards. And this is why we have to pray all the time, because if we got everything totally correct, everything else would fall in line. But why are things not falling in line? It's because we do not have the perfect will in line for God. Sometimes we put our own feelings in it. Times we go by tradition. Times we go by what somebody else said, what somebody else did. Amen. And instead of finding it for yourself, and there are times when you can get on your knees and pray, people who don't know the voice of Satan from the voice of God. God backs up his word by his word. He backs up his spoken word by his written word. You have to understand that. So he says, whatever you do. I'm going to move on after this. When he says this, the question that I pose is, how are you going to pray for somebody, amen, when you can't even be in agreement with heaven in the righteous things of life? Glory to God. When you are in agreement with heaven and heaven is in agreement with you, that means you are applying yourself to the word of God. Amen. There are always going to be challenges. There are always going to be temptation. There's always going to be something or somebody who will come in the midst to try to get you out of the way. If Eve hadn't got into an agreement with the serpent, glory to God, they never would have failed. We never would be in the predicament we are in now. Amen. She never would have been in the predicament. She never would have had to bear children through pain. Even in the negative sense, you can agree with Satan, glory to God, and cause negative things to happen in your life. Eve agreed with the serpent instead of standing for what's right. You have to understand these principles. There comes a time when you've got to take a stand. You have to take a stand yourself on what's right. You can't hate nobody because somebody else hates them. You can't judge nobody because somebody else has judged them. And then they've given you their verdict on the judgment, and now you have agreed with their verdict, not actually knowing the truth of the matter. So you now have agreed with them, so whatever consequences that they go through, you have to go through because y'all are in agreement. You have to understand, God always tests his people with negative people. Amen. They're always going to come into your midst. God's going to always allow them to come into your midst. He's never going to block them out because he wants to your spirit to be strong enough in the word to be able to know that whoever is not with you, God is with you. So take a stand on what's right, no matter who you may lose, no matter what you may have to give up. Take a stand, and God says, I'll still bless you. This is one of the scriptures that I love so much. He says, one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is as one day. Let me explain that to you. One day is as 1,000 years. God can cause 1,000 years of seasonal blessings to come into your life in one day. In one day. But if we change and we go in the wrong direction, God has got enough patience, he can wait 1,000 years. Amen. And to him, it's just a day. Glory to God. So we have to understand, glory to God, that one day he can bring all 1,000 years worth of blessings, amen, years of blessings into one day. We have to agree with him instead of someone else. Now he says, again I say unto you in the 19th verse, for if two of you, a shall agree on earth as touching. Didn't say you had to touch. You can get on the phone and y'all can agree together. Amen. You can get on your iPod. Y'all can agree together. You can stand in front of it. You don't have to touch. But he says, as touching. Holding hands, touching is good. But in case you can't, if you just agree together, as touching, anything that they shall ask. Amen. Touching anything, whatever you desire, whatever it is, it's like you're putting your hands on it. Amen. You can agree together as though you already have it. It's already a done deal. It shall be done unto them of my Father which is in heaven. And where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them, because those two or three have to agree together. Amen. Like I said, now, agreement can go negative, too, because you can agree with somebody in negative situations, and the consequences that those people have, that they will receive for being negative, because you agreed with them, you shall receive the same as well. Amen. There comes a time when God will force you to take a stand. He will force you to take a stand because he wants to know that you're going to obey him. He wants to know that you're in league with him, that you agree with him, and he wants to know that when he blesses you, you won't end up like Saul, because Saul had a good heart when God first called him. But because of what he had and his prestige and his position, it got the best of him, and he went off on the deep end because he thought he was somebody, amen, and start looking at what he had instead of the person who gave it to him. You cannot allow that to happen in your life. Amen. The power of agreement. That is so powerful. Now notice this. Amos 3:3 says, how can two walk together except they be agreed? That's in your marriage. That's your coworker. That's, everywhere you go, that's your banker. Whoever, how can two communicate together? How can two accomplish something? How can two cause great things to happen except they be agreed? This is why companies or conglomerates are so great. This is why you got IBM and you've got Chrysler and you've got GM and you've got the automotive industry. Glory to God. You've got Bill Gates. Bill Gates didn't become a millionaire having people who didn't agree with him. Glory to God. They may not be close friends, but they agreed. And when you come together, amen, Sam Walton did not construct Walmart with people who didn't agree with him. When you agree together, look at what you can accomplish. Amen, especially in the Word of God. But let me go back, because how can two walk together? This is even in a marriage. When you've got a couple, amen, and they are together, and they agree together, whatever they agree on, whatever thing that they are agreeing on, they agree as though they were touching that very thing that they are agreeing on and have it in their hand, amen, and having it done, they agree. And when they agree together, glory to God, it has to come to pass, because both minds are working for the same goal. Both hearts are working for the same goal. Both minds are thinking in the same direction. Amen. Even though it may be in different categories, but it's going to end up in the same direction. And when one is on one side doing this and one is on the other side doing this for the same goal, don't tell me you can't accomplish it, but it takes God in you to understand this principle. Glory to God. You can get a drug pusher. If he's selling drugs, he's got people working for him. They all agree together to do it. They might not like it, but they agree. So we have to quit and we have to stop blaming people, because somebody said, well, I don't have anybody. I don't have anybody to agree with. I'm not married. I'm not this. Listen, you can agree with heaven. That's what I just read for you the first time. Glory to God. Jesus said, if any two come together as touching, and listen, I'm going to tell you something, even if you're by yourself and you can agree with God, agree with the Holy Spirit, agree with the Spirit of God and what the Spirit says, amen. Glory to God. Learn what the Spirit has to say to the church. Agree with him. And when you agree with him, it can come to pass. It will come to pass. Glory to God. Amen. You just can't sit still and believe. You've got to work. You've got to do something. You've got to pray. You've got to ask for directions. You've got to ask for counsel. God will lead you to people to counsel you. He will lead you to a mentor, an elder that will show you the way. When I say elder, it doesn't necessarily mean a preacher, but somebody who is versed in the Word of God. Somebody, amen, who is aged in the Word of God. Somebody who knows that Bible, glory to God. And you have to be careful because, listen, here's what everybody out there is not for your good. Everybody, and there are a lot of people who are not for your good that knows the words that are in the Bible. Spirit of God will touch you. The Spirit of God will lead you and let you know actually who belongs to him and who doesn't. Amen. And a lot of times, I want to say this because this is so prevalent. A lot of times, the people who you think God has sent you may not be the one simply because they drive a fine car, live in a fancy house, got a lot of money, got a lot of members. That may not be the one. God, it doesn't necessarily mean that they're not men or women of God, but it doesn't necessarily mean that's the mentor God has sent to tutor you in the Word of God. For you to sit under. Glory to God. Careful how you entertain strangers. For many have entertained angels unaware. I was riding with my pastor one day. We were headed, I think, to Savannah, Georgia. And as we were riding there, I had him to look out the window. And we were on the highway, and there was a car beside us. And I told him, I said, now look at the gentleman that's driving that car that is beside us. He looked over there. And he saw him. I said, look at him good. He looked at him, and then he looked back at me. He said, what was the purpose? I said, now, that man that you just saw, you may never see him no more in your life. You just saw a person that you may never see again in your life. That could have been an angel. Amen. Could have been an angel. I've heard so many people testify of people coming up talking to them, and then as soon as they finish talking to them, they walk away and they go to look for them, and they know they can't be, but, you know, two or three steps away from them, and yet they can't find them. It could have been an angel. You don't know. Be careful. And this is why, glory to God, you have to know the mentor that God has sent you, not the mentor somebody wants you to have. Not the person somebody hates and don't want you to be up under them. Know who you are agreeing with, because the majority of your blessings are going to come from the person whom God has sent you. And the reason a lot of people are go through so much trouble is because they are allowing others to cause them, not God has sent. Oh, yes. Well, I'm pretty much all right, Pastor, but how much more blessed could you be, amen, if you follow the will of God? Listen, we are human. Human nature says, please me, please the flesh. Whatever it takes to please me, whatever it takes to please the flesh, then that's all right. That's good. That's God. But I beg to differ with you. Amen. I beg to differ with you. The thing that's not necessarily God, because we want to be satisfied. We want to be pleased. We just want to, you know, what we want. And there are times when you have to put down some things you may want, pick up some things you may not want. at times when you have to grieve, amen, with people who you may not like, and there are times when you have to disagree with people who you do like. You have to stay on your knees and pray and ask the Spirit of God, whose ministry is in operation as we speak. Jesus did his ministry. He's sitting on the right hand of the Father. Amen. It is the Holy Spirit now that will lead you, amen, and guide you. The Bible says he is a helper and a comforter. He in whom his ministry is at this time, so that you will know exactly who you need to be agreeing with. Couples need to agree together. This is why you have so many divorces, because there is a division. A house divided cannot stand. Is that hard to comprehend? A house that is divided, that is full of argument, that is full of contention, cannot stand. It's just a matter of time. But when you have two that agree, can build, glory to God, can build the house and make it strong. And it will not always mean that it's easy to do. Glory to God. There are some things that may hurt you to do, but you have to. There are some things that may not hurt you to do that you shouldn't do. So you have to consult the Spirit of God through the Word of God. He will let you know exactly what you need to do. Amen. Amen. Agreement. Agreement. If Samson didn't agree with Delilah, he would have lived. Amen. If Balaam hadn't agreed with Balak, he would have been more blessed. He almost lost his life because he agreed with the wrong person. Glory to God. Satan wants you to agree with his work so you can lose out. Moses agreed with the spirit that attacked him that caused him to be angry and smote the rock instead of speaking to the rock, and he did not make it to the promised land. Glory to God. Agreement. You have to understand that. Ruth came in agreement with the mother-in-law. She came in agreement with Boaz. And look at the blessings that flowed with her. Glory to God. Thank God for Samuel, who didn't agree with seven of Jesse's boys. But there was one that nobody agreed with, and God says, that's the one. And Samuel went according to God's will. What will are you going for? You have, somebody's listening to me right now, you have so many blessings in store for you. You already received them. And you've received a lot of them. You have so many blessings right now in store for you. God is getting ready to bless you tremendously, and the enemy wants to snatch it away. And this is one of the reasons why we are on the air now. This is one of the reasons why God has you tuned in, and this is one of the reasons why you're hearing me and have me here talking to you. So, because God's got so many blessings in store for you, he's getting ready to bless you beyond measure. Amen. My time is gone. Amen. And I just want to say thank God, and I believe that somebody here is going to take heed to this word. Glory to God. Take heed to what God is saying so that they can be tremendously blessed when the time comes and agree with God on what God will have them to do. Amen. And when you do that, you will find yourself in a way that no one can stop you. No one can stop you from doing what God called you to do. My time is gone. I thank you for yours. P.O. Box 492 here in Cordial, Georgia. We would love to hear from you. We want to hear from you. Hey, P.O. Box 492. Sit down, drop us a letter, and we'll thank God for you on our next broadcast. Amen.